The governor's budget address called for a funding decrease of $2.5 million for Western. In response, WIU President Jack Thomas sent a letter to staff telling them to prepare for the cuts. I asked Thomas what exactly preparing for the cuts would entail.
When positions do become vacant, we have asked them to hold on the positions that they can or make a justification for the ones that need to be filled. We fill all of those positions that we consider to be essential. So they've been holding on positions. Also, we've been holding on some of the goals that we have for the institution. And various departments have done that. And we just have to make sure that we're very conservative on our spending, because our main goal is to make sure that we meet payroll right now.
And sort of correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like from what I've heard of these budget cuts and from the amount of money that the state owes the university, that it seems like the university can absorb this in the short term. If this continues for several years, does that begin to present problems down the line?
It does, and we've had these challenges for quite some time. Now, I'm in my sixth year here. I started as provost and academic vice president, and I'm in my sixth year here, and we've had these challenges even prior to my arrival. So it's been a challenge over the years, but at the same time, we continue to pride ourselves on being able to provide a quality and well-rounded education, that these cuts will not affect the quality of the education that we provide our students. We try to make sure that that doesn't happen.
I believe just recently here, the outlook on the credit rating, and I believe it was Moody's, downgraded it from a positive outlook to a negative outlook. It didn't downgrade the credit rating, but the outlook on it. And they sort of cited how much Western relies on state finances, and basically it seemed reflective of the state's finance situation. Are you optimistic that that will improve in any time soon, and do you have any sort of plan if it doesn't?
Well, we try to remain optimistic about it, and this happened mostly because of our resilience on the state of Illinois for appropriation, and they have also been downgraded to an A2 negative. Also, the state continues to owe us around $46 million and about $5.4 million for MAP funding. And when we look at the past 4 years, that's been like a 13% decrease, $7.7 million, from our state appropriation. And that was a tremendous effect, had a tremendous effect on the university. It just hinders the progress of the university. We can't move as fast as we would like to move in terms of moving forward and addressing the goals and the vision that we do have for the institution. But we have to look at the brighter side of this, that it also gives us an opportunity to be creative. It gives us an opportunity to be innovative and do some things a little different than what we have been doing. And like other institutions, we continue to remain on an institution that's on the cutting edge. We continue to pride ourselves. We've been named by U.S. News and World Report, as well as the Princeton Review, as the best Midwestern regional university. But we feel that there is much more to be done, and it's going to take finances in order to do some of the things that we want to do.
That is Western Illinois University President Jack Thomas. If approved by the legislature, the $2.5 million funding cut for Western would go into effect for the fiscal year that begins in July. I'm Scott Stuntz.